know that I believe yet that she is just the ultimate power and there isn't an unforeseen power behind her. And actually, John, speaking of unseen powers behind us, we have located the elusive Vinnie Eastwood from New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been hiding down here in my bunker in the South Pacific, you know?
Yeah, right.
Old Japanese roof.
Where nobody could find you, yeah?
Well, no, I suppose they could find me if they really wanted to. They don't want to. They really don't want to. I'm just that much of a pain in the ass, I guess.
No, that isn't true. Karen wanted to find you and I did as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I gather that we've been talking about your court case there, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'm getting calls now almost every other week with people who are going through extremely similar circumstances. In fact, I just watched a documentary on Māori television the other night called October the 15th. And on October the 15th, 2007, police raids were conducted all over New Zealand, arresting activists, protesters, spiritual leaders, gurus, etc., etc. Basically, anybody who's criticizing the government to any great extent got their front doors smashed in, and large men in black uniforms with face masks and laser pointers on their M4 carbine machine guns pointed in their children's faces. And this happened all over the world on the exact same day, totally coordinated. And you know what that says to me? Is that we're all under the same global system of suppression. The whole world has this suppression virus.
But that's why we have to take down Elizabeth, because she's the head of this new world order. She's the richest woman on earth. Okay, she owns 1/6 of the world's landmass.
Wow!
Plus all the waters around them and all the minerals in the seas and on the land.
That's true.
1/6 of the world's landmass.
In New Zealand, we passed a law called the Foreshore Seabed Act, and essentially what they're trying to do is relax the Crown's ownership over the foreshores and seabeds, and so that they can sell them off. But of course, there's a clause in there that they'll only sell off the top of the foreshore seabed, and the Crown, i.e. the illegal corporation that was set up by the Dutch East India Trading Company to enslave us all in a great colonising type fashion, they still retain ownership over every single mineral that's 5 feet or more below the surface, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's true what you say, that the Queen is incredibly, obscenely wealthy. And as it turns out, that she has never actually relinquished ownership of the underground mineral resources of even the United States. She still has.
Yeah.
Despite the war of independence and all that.
America is still a colony. You know, this war of independence was just... The American people were allowed to believe the myth that they had gained independence. They never really did. Cornwallis surrendered the battle. He did not surrender the war.
And I believe it.
In fighting the war, the Americans borrowed money heavily to finance the war, and they borrowed the money from the King of England. So they were heavily in debt at the end of it, a debt that they couldn't pay. And the whole thing's a sham. It's the same with Ireland. Ireland thinks that it is a republic and that it's independent from the UK. And they're just allowed to think that because it suits the British, the UK crown, to let them think that because it keeps them happy and quiet. But the reality is that the British Crown still rules Ireland through the judiciary, because all of the barristers and the judges are members of the bar, the British Accreditation Register. And in America, you've got bar. You know, all your lawyers, as you call them, they're all members of the bar.
The bar!
Right. And it's, the bar, yes.
Kenny, I do have a question for you that right before you came on, and I don't dispute the fact at all that the Queen has just immense, absolute power, and that America is still a British colony, and that our Social Security goes to the Queen. But what I'm not so sure of, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, because John's position is that the Queen is the head of the snake. What do you think about that, being the head of the new world?
Well, I never think it was a snake to begin with. I think it was always a hydra. And I think that, John, what's going to happen if you do decapitate the crown head of this hydra, two more will sprout in its place. And quite frankly, you're going into a court system that's ruled by these very same people who set the court system up with the help of Sir Francis Bacon, I believe in the 1600s, 1700s. And the court systems are constructed specifically to make sure that anybody who sees these big levels of corruption or is capable of exposing them will not be able to get their voice heard and will go to jail, unless, of course, the public is completely in tune with it and enough public pressure is brought to bear, because they'll essentially, from my understanding of the New Zealand court system, something like 70 to 80% of our High Court judges are related by blood. In fact, out of the 80 or so, there's 65 of them that are first cousins. There's a husband and wife in the judiciary. And I imagine that it's not entirely different in terms of the close-knit type of corrupt community here in New Zealand as it is in the UK. I mean, after all, we've had people like Bill Maloney exposing and other activists exposing that something like 600 members of the British Parliament are known pedophiles, and 300 of them are still sitting members of Parliament.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's my strong belief that if you wanted to change the system, you have to do it extrajudicially or extra-electionally, if that's even a word. Outside, all of the power that activists and everything has happens outside the institution's framework. That's where all the big and important changes are allowed to happen, because they're outside of the system of allowing, and rather it then puts it back into the public's hand and they force things to happen instead. I mean, that's my take on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've put this challenge document up on the internet. And what I'm striving to do is to get everybody in the UK to download it. And anytime they are summoned to one of these courts under victimless crime, fabricated crime legislation, that they are to go there and challenge the jurisdiction and the sovereignty of the Crown and the Crown's right to take them to court. And hopefully, if everybody was to do that, then the judiciary would get the message very quickly. Plus which, they would all then have been put on notice. Some of the magistrates and judges may not know that they're actually committing treason until it's pointed out to them, and they may believe that Elizabeth is the legitimate monarch, legitimate crown. And so they need to be educated. They need to be put on notice in a way that my challenge document does, so that they can be in absolutely no doubt that what they're doing is wrong and that they're committing treason.
I've got a problem with that, because if you're trying to get a psychopath to see the error of their ways, it's like basically saying you're trying to raise the Titanic. It's not going to happen, John. I'm sorry. And that's what my perspective is that the system is corrupt, and it's corrupt for a reason. Because it's accrued virtually naught but psychopaths in its employ, and that allows them to suppress and destroy whomever stands up against them. I mean, what do you think? If you've got the correct argument, they're going to go, oh, sorry, guys, for sure. You know, we've been taking your rights and your sovereignty and all your mineral resources for the last several hundred years, but hey, you've got us. We'll just give them back to you. I don't think so.
No, I don't expect them to do that, to just turn around and say they're going to give it back. But, you know, there's a lot more of us than there is of them. and educating the people to what's really happening when they're losing their homes, losing their jobs, they're losing their children to these family courts, and the social workers and stuff like that. When the people realize that this is all a fraud and that the government is a fraud and it has no right to do any of this, and the people get angry enough, then, you know, we can do something about removing them. But this method is the only peaceful way that this can be achieved. It's the only peaceful way.
Well, we're...
Actually, it has to be tried first. And if any of it doesn't work, well, you know, then we can move on to something else.
Well, that's why, John, we're also, though, doing a peaceful way of really striking, of totally stopping our support of this system. Yeah. Because yeah. that way we can begin to take it apart locally. And I think the Queen should be held accountable. Although I've heard people like George Mack.
All her wealth needs to be taken from her and redistributed back to the people.
She's
the richest woman on earth. She's living in the lap of luxury, and there are people in London who are living in cardboard boxes and in shop doorways under her nose because she has stolen all their share of the wealth of the nation
right.
as well.
Which is
in violation of her coronation oath, is explained in that challenge document.
She wouldn't see any of those people living in cardboard boxes in London because she needs the mayor of London.
Oh, she must know their
permission
living.
Permission slip from the mayor of London, and London's a private corporation.
No, you're talking about the square mile. I'm talking about London, the city.
Oh, right.
You're talking about the square mile. I'm talking about the entire city of London.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And she must know about that because she doesn't live
in
the square
loves it.
Mile.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Like, ew,
yeah.
Look at all these pathetic cockroaches rotting in the street, living in the cardboard boxes. Oh, Charles, look at them. Don't you just want to pump them up with more mercury in the flora? Hey, let's start another immunization campaign. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, okay. But my message is getting out, and it's going global, because I've had people from Canada... And I've had people from New Zealand and Australia and from America and from different places in the UK start to inquire with me about this challenge and how they use it. Also, just recently I heard that there's a guy, I don't know if you know him, called Max Egan or Igan. You know Max, do you? Because he's now started speaking on his broadcast, talking about the fact that Elizabeth has broken her coronation oath, which is part of my challenge, and he's starting to put that out as well. So it's going around the Commonwealth, and it's going around America as well. And so, you know, we're making progress. We just have to keep pushing and pushing and get as many people as possible to read the challenge document. And then to start to challenge the jurisdiction.
Well,
and
it's
equally in any of the Commonwealth countries where she's the head of state. It should work in any of those countries.
It's good that we can attack on their own front, which is the legal front. And, you know, not many people know, but Max Egan actually is kind of indirectly responsible for this whole movement because he's the first person who I spoke to. He's the first person who got a website up when I began this journey, and if it weren't for him, we may not be here today in this current incarnation. But, you know, we're coming to an end here of the time. John Anthony Hill, you know, great interview. We want to get you on again to talk about this. I also want to give a shout out to some of the people who are streaming, some of the stations who are streaming us live who we don't even know. We do know that Kent Freedom Movement, thanks very much for streaming us. Talk Radio FM streams us live on our marathon weekends as we point people toward the 15th of non-compliance. Vinnie Eastwood, thank you very much. John Anthony Hill, thank you very much. And folks, we are going to be coming back with more live music this time from Musicians for Freedom and Charlene Holt during the next hour. Again, John, I've got about 30 seconds or so.
I'm giving a presentation tomorrow evening at the Kent Freedom Movement in Gravesend, if people want to come along.
Yep, and if people want to listen to my show, I'm on 5 days a week, 5 till 7 central on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Yeah.
All right.
If you know Max Eigen or Egan, whichever way you pronounce it, if he wants to contact me, I'll be glad to talk to him.
I'll do that. I'll let him know. Thank you very much, folks.
We'll be right back.
We strike on the marathon, and you as well.
Thanks, Karen. You're a
sweetheart. Keep up the good fight.